Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When my family and I moved to Dallas years ago now, we built a home in the White Rock section of the city, which posed a problem. Yes, we built our house on a rock, but we had a terrible time putting in a lawn. I remember one day in August, it was about 105 degrees, and I was sweating up a storm and picking up rocks and trying to prepare the topsoil for grass. Well, I noticed an 8-year-old girl watching. Her name was Barbie, and she lived next door. She'd been watching me for several days, and as she stood there sucking on her lollipop, she made a comment I'll never forget, and I quote, "My mommy said that you work awfully hard for a preacher." Well, I've laughed about this little girl's comments many times, but I'm also grateful. You see, I knew I had impressed her parents and perhaps changed their view of preachers. This was an important step in becoming a witness for Christ in the community. As some neighbors enjoyed saying, they didn't see me as a typical man of the cloth. There's a word in the New Testament translated respectable. In the Greek, it's kosmios. Interestingly, we also get our English word cosmetics from this Greek word kosmios. When Paul wrote to Titus, he stated that our lives were to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in every respect. This simply means that our lives as Christians are to be like cosmetics to the gospel, to adorn the gospel. And this is what happens when we live a respectable life. We make the gospel attractive to those who are unbelievers. This is a very important principle to live by. To be in God's will, we should continue to develop the quality of being respectable in all of our relationships in life.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.